There was controversy in the Big Bash League as Sydney Thunder had their losing run extended to 16 matches by Melbourne Stars at Stadium Australia. The LED zing bells used in the tournament, ones that theoretically could be used in international cricket, tipped the game in the Stars' favour when it was evenly balanced. With the required run rate at about 10 over just before the final quarter of the Stars' run chase, Telecrat Nedilshan appeared to have run out non-striker David Hussey. However, the zing bells lifted from their grooves only to resettle, possibly caused by them being slightly heavier than normal bales. Hussey was therefore reprieved. The Stars never looked back after that piece of good fortune, with Brad Hodge ending on 64-36 balls as the win was sealed with 5 balls to spare. Hussey ended on 16 not out. John Hastings earlier taken 3 for 31 and Jackson Byrne 1 for 17 as the Thunder posted a respectable 155 for 6 from their 20 overs. They bounced back from the loss of 2 early wickets thanks to skipper Mike Hussey's 48 ball 66 and Owen Morgan's handy 23 ball 31. The earlier match had seen Melbourne Renegades thump Hobart Hurricanes. The Renegades' opening pair of Michael Hill and Aaron Finch batted 93 in 9.2 overs, set up their side's total of 162 for 8. Ben Laughlin was the comfortable pick of the Hurricanes' attack with 3 for 16 from his 4 overs. James Pattinson then celebrated his return to Australia's one international squad, taking 4 for 24 as the Hurricanes were skittled for just 111. Nathan Rimmington and Mutai Muralitarin also chipped in with a brace of wickets apiece. Wellington are one of three teams tied on 16 points at top of New Zealand's HRB Cup table. They thrashed Central Districts in a reduced overs game in New Plymouth. The Firebirds have, however, played 2 more games more than the leaders Northern Districts, and 1 game more than second place Otago. The match was reduced to 6 overs aside prior to the start, with Wellington piling up 88 for 3, thanks to cameos from Graham Napier and Grant Elliott. Napier hit 3 sixes during an unbeaten 11 ball 28. Elliott went one better, during his undefeated 10 ball 32. The Stags then lost 2 batsmen for Ducks to Brent Arnold in the opening over of their chase, and ended well short on 59 for 4. Peter Trago and Carl Cachopa were the only men to reach double figures. There were wins for Zarai Tarakiti Bank and Water and Power Development Authority in the latest round of matches in Pakistan's President's Trophy. Zarai Tarakiti Bank won a tense affair against Khan Research Laboratories by 3 wickets. Set 184 in the 4th innings, they slipped to 59 for 4, before getting home courtesy of an unbeaten 54 from Zohaib Khan, along with useful contributions from Imran Nazir and Zulkarnain Haider. It capped a good all-round match for Zohaib, who returned match figures of 7 for 77 with his left arm spin. Khan bowled out for 171 in their first innings, with Sajjad Hussain Muhammad Khalil sharing 7 wickets. ZTBL then entered a 23-run lead, thanks to Zulkarnain's obdurate 72, and in spite of Sadaf Hussain's 5 for 63. Khan then made 206 second time around, as Shoaib Ahmed and Ali Khan both passed 50. WAPDA's win over International Airlines was also a close one. They collapsed to 22 for 4 after being set 207 to win, as Najaf Shah and Ali Raza each struck twice. However, Ali Rafiq and Ahmed Sajjad both hit 83, put 132 for the 5th wicket to take them close to the finishing line. Axed Pakistani left-arm spinner Zulfikar Babar had set up the match for WAPDA by returning astonishing match figures of 15 for 201, as Airlines were bowled out of 160 in their first innings, then an improved 284 in their second, as Shoaib Khan's 113. Mohammed Ayub hit a fluent 65 in WAPDA's first innings 238. Leaders SWE Northern Gas Pipelines had to settle for a draw against Habib Bank. Bank posted 450 in their first innings, as Aftab Alam, skipper Imran Farhat, Ramiz Aziz and Humayun Farhat all passed 50, despite Samuel Khan and Yasir Shah impressing with 4 wickets apiece. SWE Gas then cruised to 218 for 3 in reply, as Tafiq Umar and Umar Akmal hit half centuries. However, they conceded a 3-figure lead by subsiding to 321, as Asan Adil and Mohammed Aslam took 4 wickets each. Stragglers Habib Bank then rather reverted to type in their second innings. Asad Baig and Imran Farhat did take them to 127 for 2, that had become 178 for 8 by the time stumps were pulled. The National Bank were rather saved by the weather against Port Kazim Authority. They replied to PQA's 239 with a pitiful 112, as Sahir Khan took 6 for 49. PQA then closed on 152 for 4 in their second innings on day 2, thanks to Umar Amin's 74. However, no play was possible in the final 2 days, and the lead of 279 was wasted. And the wins for Goa and Punjab, an unbelievably close one for Bengal over Tamil Nadu in the day's concluding Ranji Trophy matches. Set 185 to win in the fourth innings of what had been a ridiculously low-scoring contest, Tamil Nadu mustered only 180, as off-spinner Sarasish Lahiri took career-best figures of 7 for 62. Dinesh Kartik had taken Tamil Nadu to 110 for 1, thanks to a knock of 62, but the collapse of epic proportions was about to occur. Rahil Shah and Manilal Rangarajan each returned 10 wicket haul for Tamil Nadu earlier in the game, as no Bengal batsman in either innings passed 50. However, their first innings 130 was still enough for 45-run lead, as Arnab Nandi took 4 for 9, and Lahiri proceeded his last day starring role by taking 3 for 33, Tamil Nadu's first innings 85. Goa's win meanwhile over Andhra was a far more comfortable one, by the margin of 8 wickets. Amit Yadav took 6 for 44, as Andhra were humbled for 148 on day 1. He then hit 51 from number 10 in the Goa first innings, followed on from captain Swapnil Anolska's 80, as they earned a lead of 119. He then started again with the ball in the Andhra's second dig with 3 for 44, as they were all out for 160. Harshad Hanuman Gadekar and Shadab Gadkarti shared the other 7 wickets. And Punjab annihilated Jharkhand by innings 173 runs. Manan Bora hit 187 at the top of the Punjab order as they piled up 516. Jharkhand then reached 147 for 1 in reply, courtesy of Harsenjit Ishant Jaggi and Ramiz Namat, as they collapsed to fold for 216, with Rajinder Singh and Gurkarat Singh sharing 9 of the wickets. The pair then shared 7 of the wickets in the Jharkhand's second innings as they subsided for only 127. Rahul Sharma also chipped in with 3 for 15.